August 6, 1945, that's the day the United States detonated an atomic bomb over the Japanese city of Hiroshima and changed the world forever. That explosion, and the one at Nagasaki, helped set the stage for the Cold War. It took away our sense of safety and security. It made Armageddon more than a biblical prophecy, but a possible reality. Since that day, the secret sites where members of the Manhattan Project developed the nuclear bomb have largely gone untouched and unseen. There were more than 30 of them in total. There were reactors in Hanford, Washington, the labs in Los Alamos, New Mexico, of course, and the site where much of the uranium enrichment research was conducted, Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And there's a bill now before Congress that could preserve those sites by designating at least some of them as national parks and then opening them up to the public. Joining us now, Katie Brown, president of the Oak Ridge Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Cindy Kelly, president of the Atomic Heritage Foundation. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Hi.
You know, Katie, obviously, this is a case in which, for the people of Oak Ridge, Tennessee, it could be a very good thing if this became a tourist draw. But there were concerns not only over sort of the delicate nature of the site that they were preserving, but over the environmental impacts as well. Are you convinced that the cleanup will end up with a perfectly safe site?
You know, the places that our visitors are going now and would be able to go if this national park goes through are not contaminated. They're not places we wouldn't bring visitors to a place that would be harmful to them. So I'm confident that the Department of Energy and the different locations here in Oak Ridge can accommodate those visitors because there's no chance that they would get anywhere near something that had hazardous waste.
Cindy, Kelly, I mean, you've been one of the people that's been very involved in trying to get these places preserved. What's been taking so long? I mean, it seems, at least from a historical perspective, that at least one of these sites would be worthy of preservation just because of the importance of the significance of the events that took place there.
I think one of the complexities of preserving this is that it has been top secret for nearly 70 years. It was top secret during World War II, and then we went right into the Cold War, where all of the atomic bomb work was again done behind the fence. Workers were forbidden about talking about it to the public. The properties at Los Alamos that triggered my interest in this in the mid-90s were totally unseen by the people of Los Alamos. They didn't even know they still existed. Some of these properties were abandoned in the 1950s, left 6 miles from downtown on mesas, totally forgotten, and then ready in the 90s to be destroyed. There was no kind of awareness that they even existed. In the 90s, the Department of Energy signed up for a major aggressive cleanup program to take care of all the environmental contamination, and in the process had scheduled all of these properties for demolition. And there was no real national awareness that they existed or that they were anything other than big hulks that were too contaminated to even think about bringing the public to.
There is, though, this sense, and there's been some concern from Japanese Americans especially, that there's a danger of perhaps creating a historic site that glorifies the nuclear bomb and doesn't fully address the complexities of the moral issues involved.
One of the things that the National Park does really well is tell the complete story. They interpret the story. They tell it to visitors. And, you know, this is our story and the way that things were done in Oak Ridge. And it's about the people that were here. The people's story is fascinating. The average age was 27 years old, and no one knew what they were doing, and they came here with a purpose to help the war effort. And so I think that there's more to the story than just that we built a bomb here.
Katie, are the people of Oak Ridge at all conflicted about it?
You know, we exist because of the fact that we were created for the war. So up until 70 years ago, Oak Ridge wasn't around. And so this is our history and our heritage. We still have people alive with us today in Oak Ridge who worked here during that time. And their stories are amazing. And they, you know, they didn't know what they were doing. And many of them, when they found out, they were taken aback. But I don't think that anyone is concerned or ashamed of what they did because they knew that they were working for the war effort. And so, you know, it's a big piece of our history, and we can't exist without telling that story.
So, Cindy Kelly, you're with the Atomic Heritage Foundation. What, number one, I assume that the National Park designation will preserve these sites for the foreseeable future, if not forever. But what else does the National Park designation do? What would a tourist see when they came to either Los Alamos or Oak Ridge?
Well, or Hanford out in Washington State, which is, you know, the other of the three that are going to be designated units of the national park. They will be able to see properties that are in the community where people lived, where they had social lives. At Los Alamos, there's a wonderful Fuller Lodge in the heart of town that was the center for the social life for the Manhattan Project, a gorgeous structure of ponderosa pine. They will be able to see some of the house where Oppenheimer lived with his two very young children. That's a very modest cottage.
J. Robert Oppenheimer is often called the father of the atomic bomb.
I'd like to say, too, that in working closely with the National Park Service about how they intend to present this interpretation, they want to talk about the history not only from 1943 to 1946, but to the present. They want to tell the whole story of how it then moved into the Cold War and what that means for us, about the science and technology innovations that stemmed for it that improve our lives today, but also the dark side about how it led to this building up of arsenals of nuclear weapons, of how we got to the brink of Armageddon during the Cold War, about what it means for the world today. So The concern that Japanese have expressed that this will just glorify the bomb is not something that the Park Service intends to have as part of its storytelling. It will include the Japanese perspective. It'll include the perspective of the anti-nuclear groups who worked so hard to ramp down the buildup of weapons over these years. So it will be non-judgmental, balanced, and multifaceted interpretation.
A story of the nuclear bomb that began perhaps in Hanford, Washington, Los Alamos, and Oak Ridge, but still goes on today, especially in issues as though you see the negotiations with North Korea and Iran. That's Cindy Kelly, president and founder of the Atomic Heritage Foundation. Katie Brown is head of the Oak Ridge Convention and Visitors Bureau, both looking forward to the day when those three sites become national parks. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.